Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Keller, your host. Thanks so much for being here with us on this Tuesday afternoon. We have a fantastic show for you. 2 hours of open forum. Second hour, Joe Heschmeyer will be here with us. This hour, we've got Tim Staples for the entire hour. You're welcome to call 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. I'm not going to give out that number too much because it is upon us, our last opportunity to come and ask you for your financial support. The way this show works is it's given away free to whatever radio station or website or anything around the world that wants to play it. And many do around the world, but we have to pay for it. And the way we do that is to come to you and ask you for your support. Just 6 hours, four times a year, and we don't use the whole 6 hours, so we won't bother you too much, but we will ask you for your support today. And so let me give out a number again to call if you want to talk with Tim Staples with any kind of question you've got. 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. And now I will switch to the other number. We are looking for that first pledge to help us in our pledge drive, 888-291-8000, or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Tim, do you know about the giant match today?
Yeah, I caught wind of it. Can you explain it? Let's make sure I got it.
We've never had this kind of thing before.
Yes.
We have some donors who put up money to match what people give, and there's a $70,000 match today for the 2 hours.
Wow.
So we're going to work on it for 2 hours, but we got $70,000 to match today.
Wow. Yep. Usually it's like $20,000 an hour.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Right. So this is a big deal to start today.
This is huge. Man, praise God for those donors, man, that come through with those big gifts. But folks, man, you know what that means, Cy. We need folks to call right now.
We got to start right now. That's exactly right.
And you know what else we need? Cy, we need those big givers. You know what, folks? Right from the start, to make this kind of match, this is a real challenge here. We need some big givers. I know there's somebody out there that can give that $20,000 gift. If you call right now, we will be off to such a good start. Give us a call. That number, 888-291-8000. We need that $20,000 gift. We need that $5,000. I know we've got some $5,000 givers. At least two out there, folks, maybe one $10,000 giver. And we've got a whole lot of you that could give $2,000 right now at 888-291-8000. And how about those $1,000 gifts? Please give us a call at 888-291-8000. Folks, you know what? Cy, there has never been a more important time than right now for the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ to go out over the wavelengths. In the midst of chaos, craziness, war in Europe, war in Israel, Gaza, we've got anti-Catholicism on the rise, anti-Semitism on the rise. And you know what, my friend? The greatest antidote to all of this is the gospel of Jesus Christ, the fullness thereof, that we alone, can I say that again? We alone possess as Catholics. Nobody else, my friends. And guess what the answer is? The fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Folks, you cannot put your money in a better place than right here, right now. And we've got 15 open lines right now for you to call at 888-291-8000. Please call now. And remember, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and you can also text Catholic, that is the word Catholic, to 24365.
888-291-8000. Already calls coming in, so we are about to go to the phones. Let me just let you know where we are. We have a $70,000 dollar-for-dollar match to get us started today. In large part, I believe that pledge has been given to us because it's been a struggle on the first day for probably the last four or five pledge drives. First day has been low, and that makes it very hard to become fully funded for the next 3 months, which is what we're trying to do now. So help us out now. Call early. Use up all of that match. $70,000, 888-291-8000. Okay, the other thing is we've got a second match, and this has become a tradition now here at Catholic Answers. Any new monthly pledge will be matched again. So it's triple matched. Any new monthly pledge will be matched again. 888 888- 291-8000. But like I said, we don't want to just do fundraising. We want to let Tim do his regular job, which is answering people's questions. So off we go to North Carolina, where Glenn is listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Glenn, thank you for the call. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes.
Tim, I wanted to know the difference, if any, between last rites, unction, and extreme unction.
Gotcha. Real good question, my friend. Here's the key. Now, unction or extreme unction is just another term. It's an older term we don't use any longer for the sacrament of the anointing of the sick. But when you mention last rites, now that's a traditional term that's used not just for the anointing of the sick, but the other of what's considered the last rites, meaning confession, if the person is able to go to confession, and the Eucharist, of course, which is the sacrament toward which all other sacraments are ordered. So that's kind of last rites would be the genus. And the species that is under the genus would include the anointing of the sick, the sacrament of confession, and the Eucharist. Does that make sense, brother?
Oh, yes, sir. I appreciate it. I've got you now. That
all
makes
right.
a lot of sense.
Hey, thanks so much for your call, brother. And remember, whenever you call in questions, they're never just for you. There's other people that need to hear those answers. And folks, you know what? We need you right now. Cy, you said it so well that, you know, folks, I think, don't realize how much work goes into this broadcast. We've got a group of people here that is the finest group I've ever worked with in the 100,000 years I've been working in Catholic 100,000, apologetics.
Wow.
I have been 100,000 years. This place is a buzz every day of the week, my friend, and we are doing nothing but giving people Catholic answers. That's what we do. God bless Carl Keating, our founder and president, because it was his vision, I believe, guided by the Holy Spirit. That's the reason why we are here. But folks, in order for us to do it, we need you. You know, and this is not just, you know, some thing that we do every so often and just rant and rave about giving us money. This is how we exist. If you guys do not call, you know what? We simply don't exist. So we only come to you, as Cy said, these few hours, what, 6 hours? A quarter.
Yep.
And other than that, we are doing nothing but giving folks Catholic answers. And we give Catholic answers during this period as well. But folks, now's the time when we really have to turn to you. And with this $70,000 match, we are not off to the best start right now. Let's just say we've got a long way to go. So we need, and thank you for the callers that are there right now, but we've got open lines. Please, folks, we need you. Don't wait. We need you to do it now. 888-291-8000. Again, that's 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365. And I hope this is the Holy Spirit that is moving me to say this. But folks, we need some big givers right now. We need some folks who can give that $20,000 gift. I know we've got one out there. We've got a $10,000 giver. How about a couple of $5,000 givers? And I know we've got a bunch that can give $2,000, $1,000 right now. And remember, Cy, that is so exciting to me what you said. So if folks call right now and just give $25 a month, folks, that becomes $900 right
there. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
You know, because $25 a month is $300, but that gets matched. And then we've got an added match for, is it new monthly donors?
For any new monthly donation.
So,
yeah.
Folks, if you've been waiting, now is the time to do it. And do it with that monthly gift, because that means so much to us at Catholic Answers. Because when we know we have that monthly income coming in, that really helps with our planning to expand this apostolate.
We've got some lines open. The number is 888-291-8000. We've never had this opportunity before. We start out with a $70,000 match, and it's for both hours today. So if we can raise that $70,000 today, it's fully matched by a generous, well, I think it's several donors, actually, that have done that. So 888-291-8000. Or, as I said, safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. If you prefer to text, just text the word Catholic to 24365. Catholic to 24365. They all go to the same match. And if you keep calling, I'm just going to keep letting Tim answer questions because we can do that. We can afford to do it if you're calling. 888-291-8000. Let's go to Alex in British Columbia, Canada, listening on Catholic.com. Alex, welcome. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. My question is, we're just sitting here and discussing them with a Catholic priest right now, and my question is it possible for somebody other than a Latin rite, like priest or bishop, to become a cardinal or even the pope? Like, for example, like a Catholic, Ukrainian Catholic, or even Anglican Catholic.
So you're sitting there, you said, with a Ukrainian Catholic priest who wants to know if he can be pope? Is that what's going on,
Alex? Well, no.
That's what I took away from that. Was that
Roman,
just me?
He's Roman Catholic.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Tim?
That's right. Great question. Well, actually, there are a very large number of popes historically that have been Syrian, have been Greek, have been all manner of different rites of the Catholic Church. So, of course, any Catholic can become pope. In fact, you don't even have to be, strictly speaking, a bishop at all to be elected. But of course, if you're elected, they've got to ordain you as Bishop of Rome before you can take the position. So as far as the election itself, in a strict sense, no. You can be of any rite within the Catholic Church. However, the way the law is today, the popes are generally chosen because it's the pope who makes the law. The popes are chosen from the College of Cardinals. So that's the way that the law reads today. But there is no necessity there. The pope can say, guess what? I'm going to change it. And he could do that tomorrow. So bottom line, in fact, if you do a little research, you'll be surprised to see how many Eastern, especially in the first 1,000 years of the church, you'll be surprised to see how many Eastern popes there have been. There's been a whole lot. But I appreciate your call. And you know what, folks? You can't overemphasize, Cy Kellett, how important it is for folks. You know, he talked about we're sitting around and we have this question. Hey, let's call in and ask. But folks, we have had atheists, we've had Muslims, we've had radical, we would call them radical traditionalists, right?
Yeah.
Remember, we've had a very famous priest from a Saint of Aconte sect, you know, call in. We've had, oh my goodness, it has been extraordinary over the years how many different world religions, Hindus, Buddhists, you name it, have called in. All manner of Protestants. But you know what? Most importantly, it's Catholics. And the overwhelming majority of those who call in are Catholics who want to be catechized in their faith. And guess what, folks? We're here for all of them. Because what we are here for is to make Catholics better Catholics, and we want to make everybody else who isn't Catholic, Catholic.
Amen. That's
whether they're an atheist or a Hindu or whatever it is. And folks, what do you think you would pay to have something like this with a track record like we have at Catholic Answers, where we have seen literally thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people come into the fullness of the Christian faith that we alone possess as Catholics? Well, folks, right now we need your help to continue doing that. And we've got way too many open lines. So right now, folks, please pick up that phone. We've got a $70,000 match for these first 2 hours. We need your help right now. Don't let us fall behind. We just lost one caller. Now, I know they were probably answered, but we've got a whole lot of open lines. We've got 8 open lines here at 888-291-8000. Again, that's 888-291-8000. And folks, we need some big gifts. If we're going to make this $70,000 match, we need some big gifts. This is not to say, those of you who want to give that $25 one-time gift, we need everybody. Cy Kellett, we've said this before. If we're going to make this match, which is the biggest match we've ever had, it's going to take all of us. We need the $25, the $50, the $100 one-time gift. We need those monthly gifts. That's our bread and butter, my friends. We need, and it's tripled, folks, tripled. Again, that $25 a month becomes not $300, but $900. Think of that. $100 a month becomes not just $1,200, but $3,600 for your new gift of $100 a month. Folks, please call us at 888-291-8000. But I've got to say this. If we're going to make it, we have got to have some big gifts. I know there's somebody out there that can give that $20,000 gift. We need it now. Come on, man. We need it now. 888-291-8000. Can we get two $10,000 gifts? I think we can. 888-291-8000. Folks, on Judgment Day, you will not be sorry that you gave that $10,000. I will guarantee you that. 888-291-8000. How about those $5,000 givers and those $2,000 givers? I know you're out there. And then, come on, folks, that $1,000 gift. We need it now at 888-291-8000.
The biggest day we've ever had of matching money. It's your opportunity to take advantage of that matching money, but it's an enormous opportunity for us as well. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. Again, eight lines open, 888-291-8000, or you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're continuing to answer questions. If you'd like to get your question answered, that number is different than the usual number, than the donation number we've been giving out. 888-318-7884 is where you can call to ask your question of Tim. 888-318-7884. All right, back to the phones we go. Who is up next? I think we're going to Ricky in Omaha, Nebraska, listening on Catholic.com. We're glad you're here, Ricky. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call. Tim, my question is, because I'm exploring the Catholic understanding of the faith right now.
Yes.
And one of the big pushbacks I get from people, actually a good friend of mine who's a fellow believer, is that when Constantine basically legalized the Christian faith, you have a marrying of church and state, and a lot of issues happened, bad issues at that time. Issues like heretics now kind of being like punished by, like punishable by death sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And that you have just kind of a lot of corruption. And I think John Hus, I don't know how you pronounce it,
yeah,
is someone that kind of falls into that category. So as someone like myself who's exploring,
yeah,
trying to understand this, you know, it's difficult for me at times to look at some of the things that Jesus says, like in the Sermon on the Mount, or what, you know, what his kingdom will be like, and then for the church, or at least, you know, the people that claim to be, you know, Christ Church, instituting mm-hmm. things like the burning of heretics or schismatics or killings or anything like that. And obviously that doesn't cover all Catholics and everything mm-hmm. like that. So
sure.
Does that make sense?
Sure. It's a great question. That was an important question for me in my own journey to the Catholic faith. But I would say absolutely Constantine's conversion and the conversion of the Roman Empire was enormously positive for the propagation of the faith. I mean, think about it, brother. Just a few years before Constantine's conversion and legalization of Christianity, there were so many people being crucified, so many Christians being crucified in the hills of Rome, that from a distance, it looked as though there was a forest all over the hills of Rome, until you got closer and you could hear the moans of the Christians who were dying being crucified. That was during the reign of Diocletian. And just a few short years later, Constantine legalizes Christianity. That was a huge plus. Now, I agree with you that, you know, Constantine himself that we definitely had some problems there, because Constantine, being the former pagan, he didn't, let's just say, he didn't completely convert right away. Right? I mean, yeah, he was pouring hot oil down pagans' throats, trying to force them to convert and whatnot. And yes, there was a problem, and there will always be a problem between the church and state. And why? Because Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world." And yet, we're called to be leaven to transform the world from the inside out. So eventually, when Christians in a particular country convert, you're going to want to transform every aspect of that culture, including the government. You know, so the church has wrestled with church and state relations for many, many years. But here was one of the keys for me, Ricky, and we could spend a whole 2 hours on this one question. But what I discovered in my own study is that in every generation for 2,000 years, the countries that were dominated by the Catholic Church, by Christians, were light years. And I know this is not popular in our anti-Catholic culture that calls the Dark Ages the Dark. I call them the Light Ages. Because in every generation where you had Christian kings and Christianity, the culture was elevated dramatically over the pagan world, the darkness of paganism and such. And so, yeah, we struggled and continued to struggle. But the bottom line is, my friend, we have come a long way. And now with the advent of Vatican Council II and incredible decrees like the Dignitatis Humanae, on religious liberty, which has just been a prophetic document for our time moving forward. As I always say, Cy, when this thing comes tumbling down and we reestablish a Christian monarchy, we'll do it better next time, okay? But the bottom line is, we did it far better than any of the secular powers at the time. I mean, just read Benjamin Netanyahu. That's the father of the present prime minister. His book, it's a masterpiece on the Inquisition, and he talks about how the Inquisition, which is so, you know, exaggerated today as being the most evil thing ever instituted, there were actually people in secular situations where they're being tried where they would blaspheme on purpose so they could be sent to the Inquisition because it was so fair compared to the secular courts. I mean, there's a lot to look into, my brother, on the truth concerning Christian culture over the years. But I'll have to leave it with this, that Christendom was a huge boon to the entire world, and it's the reason why we have Western civilization today. In fact, we're spending our time now destroying, and it's taking us a long time to destroy that foundation that was built by the Catholic Church and Catholic culture, my friends. Protestantism has been part of the problem in tearing it apart along with the secular world. But at any rate, brother, God bless you. Thank you for your call. But right now, my friends, look, we just answered in a couple of minutes a question that rages in our culture. We have so many lies told in the popular culture about the truth of quote unquote the Dark Ages, as I mentioned before, and our Christian heritage. Folks, this is one more reason why we need everybody to call right now. One more reason among many, because this is what we do. We proclaim the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ that we alone possess as Catholics. But folks, we've got 17 open lines right now, and we're not going to make our match unless you guys call right now. Do you want answers like the one I just gave? Now, of course, we could spend 2 hours answering that question. But questions like these are seeds planted, and I can tell you thousands upon thousands of stories of people who that seed is planted, and sometimes a week later, sometimes a year later, sometimes 10 years later, they come to the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ as a result. What would you pay for that, folks? Well, all we're asking is that you call 888-291-8000 and give the best gift you can right now. 888-291-8000. And can I say, we need, folks, we are running behind right now. Oh, yes, we are behind. We need some big gifts. We need that $20,000 gift right now, folks. We are so far behind. We need it. $20,000 gift. Can you do it? 888-291-8000. We need some $10,000 gifts. We need some $5,000 gifts. We need some $2,000 gifts right now at 888-291-8000.
Perfect time to pick up the phone, 888-291-8000. A $70,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. It's the largest pledge we've ever had of matching money. And we've got 2 hours to use it all up. So a little different than we usually do. It's not a one-hour match. It's for the whole show today, $70,000. If we can match it an hour and a half from now, we get it all. 888-291-8000. You can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Whether you call or go online, it all goes to the same match. And don't forget, if you start a new monthly pledge in any amount, your money is tripled because there are two matches for that. 888-291-8000. Right back with more Open Forum with Tim Staples.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we don't have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Open Forum this hour with Tim Staples. Open Forum next hour with Joe Heschmeyer. Let me just look at the phones real quick because I didn't give out the number very much. Let me give it out again. If you've got a question for Tim Staples, it's Open Forum this hour. And five of our six lines are open. So this is a good opportunity to get your question into Tim. 888-318-7884. Sorry, I get confused with the numbers. 888-318-7884 is the number. You are welcome to call that number.
Sorry, we actually have 16 open lines.
All right, so let me get to that then. I'm going to give the other number out. The pledge drive, look, we have $50,000 to raise in the next 90 minutes if we want to meet this match completely. $50,000 in the next 90 minutes. We've never been in this situation before to have such a huge match on the first day. There's 18 of our friends and colleagues in these offices waiting on the phones. 18 of them. There's four lines used right now. That means 14 lines open. Perfect time to call 888-291-8000. And a pledge in any amount helps us get closer to meeting today's goal.
Amen.
If you can make it a new monthly pledge, $10 a month, $20 a month, $50 a month, whatever you can do monthly, it's going to be tripled immediately. So that, let me just throw that out there. Tripled immediately if you have a new monthly pledge. But $70,000 to use up this hour, that means any pledge in any amount, $5,000, $10,000, Tim said 20,000, or maybe it's 1,000, maybe it's 500, maybe it's 100. Whatever it is, it's going to be doubled automatically, all one-time pledges this hour up to $70,000. 888-291-8000. I am going to go right to the phones shortly and let Tim answer questions. You don't have to worry about that. But we got to fill up some lines. There's four calls on and now 17 of our colleagues waiting. 888-291-8000. Please pick up that phone and call right now. Whatever your pledge amount is, it's going to be matched. If it's a new monthly pledge, it's going to be matched twice. Triple your money. 888-291-8000.
Such a blessing.
You can also go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It goes to the same match. It goes to the same place. 888-291-8000. Sarah from San Angelo, Texas, just gave $1,000. God bless you, Sarah. Thank you so much. Gary from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, just gave $2,000. Thank you, Gary, very much for that gift. And I got to read this one because this is a good one. Anne in Missouri loves Cy's sense of humor and rapport with the guests. Yeah, and you are a person of refinement and good taste. She says Catholic Answers Live is the one place she can learn and laugh at the same time. I think you're the only one who gets the jokes, Anne, but I appreciate it. I do appreciate that somebody out there appreciates them. 888-291-8000 is the number to call, or safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I'll tell you what, can we get those lines filled up? I mean, really, 14 lines open? That's a lot of lines open. 888-291-8000. While you're dialing, I'm going to go to another call for Tim. Joseph is right here in California. Joseph, we're awful glad you called. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Hello. I have a question about Jesus's baptism. When he was baptized and the sky opened up and the Holy Spirit came down to him and he heard God tell him that he was his son, I was just curious, why was that necessary? Did he not already have the Holy Spirit, and did he not already know that he was God's son? Thank you.
Gotcha. Great questions, you guys. As usual, we can always count on you guys to ask great questions, and that is a good one and an important one. In fact, there was no necessity for Jesus to be baptized. You are entirely correct. He was God. He was the Savior. He did not need to be saved, right? However, why it's crucial for him to be baptized, as he said it in Matthew 3:16 when he was baptized, when John the Baptist, if you back up two verses before, John the Baptist, when Jesus comes to him to be baptized, what do you mean? You should be baptizing me. What am I doing baptizing you? I'm not worthy to, you know, unloose the shoes on your sneakers, to put it in modern terms.
Unloose the shoes on your sneakers?
No, the shoelaces.
Okay, all right.
On your sneakers.
That was pretty impressive.
There I go, trying to be modern and all, yep, and I messed it up.
That was a dynamic translation, Tim.
I'm not worthy to loose your sandals. I mean, the bottom line, why am I baptizing you? And Jesus says, suffice for now, let us do this to fulfill all righteousness, right? It had nothing to do with Jesus' salvation, but it did have to do with, as Luke chapter 1, verse 77 says, in describing the baptism of John the Baptist, the scripture says the purpose of John's baptism was to prepare the way of salvation, to show people the way of salvation, that is, through baptism. But his baptism couldn't do it. It would be Jesus' baptism that would actually do it. But it did show the way of salvation. Unfortunately, as many of you listening know, many of our Protestant friends, unfortunately, don't even understand that baptism is essential for salvation. You talk about missing one of the biggest messages of the gospel. That's the whole reason why Jesus was baptized, to show us the way of salvation through baptism. But again, it would be Jesus' baptism that he declared in Matthew 28:19, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that would be efficacious to actually get it done. So John's was preparatory, as was Jesus' baptism, that sort of sanctified the waters of baptism. And then he, of course, initiated, he declared, he created the baptism that incorporates us into Jesus Christ. As Romans 6, verse 3 says, we're buried together with him through baptism, so that as Christ is raised to new life, we too may be raised to newness of life. Great question. And folks, that's why we're here, to give folks Catholic answers, my friends, rooted in sacred scripture and tradition, as faithfully interpreted by the Magisterium for 2,000 years. Folks, we need your help right now to continue to do that. And I have to say again, we are falling further behind in our goal of that $70,000 in these first 2 hours. We need your help now. 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. Folks, we need that $20,000 gift. I know there's somebody's itching right now. He's itching. He's like, you know what? I think that's me. Yes, it's you. We need that $20,000 gift. We need to make this match, folks. So the Catholic Answers, we don't want to just survive. We want to thrive. We want to grow here at Catholic Answers. We want to expand what we're doing. And we need your help right now at 888-291-8000. Or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365. But again, we need that $20,000 gift. We need that $10,000. I know we've got more than one $10,000 gift out there right now. And we've got multiple $5,000 givers right now and $2,000 givers right now. I do want to say, what was his name? Was it Gary?
Gary, who gave $2,000, yeah.
Gary, God bless you, who just called in a $2,000 gift. Will you follow Gary with that $2,000 gift? And don't you dare stop giving those $25 a month gifts, those $50 a month gifts, those $100 a month gifts, because that's our bread and butter, and it's tripled right now. Every dollar you give is doubled, but if you call in a new monthly gift, it's tripled. And by the way, maybe you're already given $50, up at 50, up at 25, and doesn't that get tripled?
Anything, any addition, anything new is tripled. So,
folks, if you're given $25 a month right now, up it to 50, and guess what? You've just given $900.
888-291-8000 is the number to call. 888-291-8000. Or you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. 888-291-8000. If you're feeling reluctant to call because Tim is asking for these big gifts, and God bless him, thank you for doing that, Tim. But if you're feeling reluctant to call because you think your gift is, you know, you want to stay out of the way for those big donors, don't do it. Don't worry about it. There's 11 lines open right now. And 16 of our colleagues are ready to take calls. Five of them are busy taking calls right now, and we have a long way to go. It's an all-hands-on-deck situation. 888-291-8000. Let me reset a little bit before I ask Tim to answer another question. Every pledge that's a new monthly pledge is essentially tripled. It's being matched twice, with the regular match of the day and then an additional match. So if you pledge in any amount, your pledge is tripled right now. 888-291-8000. As long as that is a new monthly pledge, it is tripled. But what I want to tell you is everybody who makes a new monthly pledge is also getting a free copy of Halo App Premium for 1 year. Premium, the top of the line Halo App, one of the most popular prayer, meditation, and Catholic education apps in the world. You get the premium edition, anybody who starts a new monthly pledge. 888-291-8000. But I also want to let you know that we've never had this opportunity before. $70,000 to match in 1 day, and every bit of that $70,000 that we use, if you give a $5,000 gift, if you give a $5 gift, it's all getting matched up to $70,000. No reason not to call right now and take advantage of these matches. Get the Halo app for free, premium, for a year with each new monthly pledge. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. Would you fill up those lines right now? And I will go to the phones for Tim.
Let's
Cole
do it.
Is in Kansas City, Missouri, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Cole, thank you for the call. Go ahead with the question.
Hi, guys.
Yes.
I had a question about my Protestant friend at work had brought up to me that the St. Jerome's translation of the Bible into the Vulgate, he claims that they changed the words repentance into due penance.
Ah, gotcha.
And therefore, yeah, so I think you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
I've never heard it before, so.
Okay, great, yeah. Great question. This was one of my favorites when I was Protestant. But here's the key. Actually, penitentiam agite that St. Jerome used is a beautiful translation. Now, he didn't create that. In fact, there were many Latin translations from the Greek that predated St. Jerome by 100, 150, perhaps a little more years. So it's not like he created it. But there is an argument to be made that penitentiam agite is a richer translation because metanoia, no doubt, and I know there are Catholics who would argue that to be a purist, metanoia would better be translated repentance, the idea of change of mind, right? I argue that penance is a better translation because the penitentiam agite includes the repentance. But what you get is a richer understanding of what repentance is because it's more than just a change of mind. That's the foundation. But it's like St. Paul says in Acts chapter 26, verse 20. He says, repent and do works worthy of repentance, right? And that's where that penance comes in, because true repentance is more than just a change of mind, but it involves a change of words and a change of action. And so, you know, we have this debate in Catholic circles today. And I would point out that most of the modern Bibles have gone back translating metanoia to repentance rather than penance. I tend to go with the Douay Rheims on that, but I may be in the minority on that. But the bottom line is, whether you translate it as penitentiam agite or whether you translate it as repentance, it doesn't change the fact that justification by faith alone is bogus, that you know, we have to repent and do works worthy of repentance. If we're going to get to heaven, we have to do good works because, you know, and I'm sure you know this, brother, Romans chapter 2, verses 6 and 7, St. Paul says, God will reward each man according to his works. Notice, not according to his faith alone. He says, according to his works. To him who continues in good works, his reward shall be glory, incorruption, and eternal life. So what you get in this argument with our Protestant friends is an attempt at defending justification by faith alone because of the word metanoia, and of course that falls short. So, you know, I would say, you know, have the argument with your Protestant friend and say, you know what, there's a lot of Catholics that agree with you that repentance is probably a better translation than penance. And then you have that crazy Tim Staples guy who likes Jerome's translation better of penitentiam agite. I think it's a rich translation of the Greek word that really gets at the New Testament context of what repentance is. But at any rate, God bless you for your call. Thanks so much. And guess what, folks? We've got way too many open lines right now at 888-291-8000. Folks, I could sit here and answer questions like that last caller called in literally as long as my brain holds out until I'm on the floor. I absolutely love doing it. I mean, what would you rather do? I can't think of anything I'd rather do than helping people come to Jesus in his one holy Catholic and apostolic faith. There's nothing else I'd rather do, folks. And guess what? We can't do this. And let me tell you, we got guys here a lot better than I am. You got Joe Heschmeyer, Trent Horn, Jimmy Akin. We bring on bishops, cardinals, you name it, that put me to shame. But you know what? I do the best I can. And you know what? We've seen thousands and thousands of people convert over the years. Folks, we need your help right now to continue that. We really do. Don't think, oh, it's just Tim. He's getting excited. He's a convert. Oh, knock it off. No. I love Catholic Answers, and I love our Catholic faith, and I am proud to sit here and ask y'all to send in money because I believe in what we're doing. If you believe in what we're doing, right now, pick up the phone, 888-291-8000. We're way behind once again on meeting this new, and granted, this is the biggest match we've ever had by a pretty good,
by a lot.
But folks, we can do this together as Catholics, as Christians. You know what? We often get calls from people that aren't even Catholic, and they support us because they love what we do here. Folks, we need you now. Come on. We need that $20,000 gift right now. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. We need those $10,000 gifts right now. Can you call? 888-291-8000. $10,000. How about that $5,000 gift right now? 888-291-8000. That $2,000 gift. We need your help now.
A long way to go, but we can do it. We have seen it happen before. About $45,000 to use up in the next hour and 15 minutes. $45,000 of match left. We've come a long way. We've got a long way to go. 888-291-8000. Please fill up those phones. 888-291-8000. Quick break, and then we will be right back to take more calls on this open forum for Tim Staples.
There's only one Catholic Answers Live. One of the biggest mistakes a Christian can make is to try to do good without God's help. Saint Therese said, when we trust only ourselves and not God, our soul becomes incapable of virtue. Her remedy? Works of charity. And the greatest work of charity is to share the gospel. At St. Paul Street Evangelization, a Catholic nonprofit, we encourage you to share the gospel with someone who doesn't know Jesus. Catholic Answers is supported in part by St. Paul Street Evangelization. StreetEvangelization.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Four times a year, we come to you and ask you to support what we do here at Catholic Answers so we can continue to do it for the next 3 months. And to be fully funded for the next 3 months takes $225,000. $225,000 will fully fund us for the next 3 months. If we started out with a $70,000 day today, that would be get us an awful long way towards being there. We are extremely grateful to the people who have called. We've had wonderful callers. Hey, if you want to talk to our colleagues, you want to tell them what Catholic Answers has meant to you, you want to ask them about their time here, you just want to talk to them about the faith or your faith journey, you're welcome to do that when you get them on the line, 888-291-8000. Also, if you want to go quick, tell them right up front. Say, hey, I am in a hurry. I pulled over to the side of the road. I want to get this done. They'll get you done in about 90 seconds. About 90 seconds, you will be on your way again. 888-291-8000. I'm going back to the phones. Let Tim answer some questions. I'll just remind you that every new monthly pledge is being triple matched this hour, and every new monthly pledge also gets you a premium edition of the Hallow app for the next year, a full year of the premium edition of the Hallow app. $70,000 dollar for dollar match today, 888-291-8000.
Hey, gotta say, Deborah in New Orleans, $75 a month.
Hey, thanks, Deborah.
Donation.
Thank
Deborah,
you very, very
God
much.
Bless you. Beverly, $1,000 gift in Minnesota. Deborah in New Orleans, that's what we're talking about, folks. We need y'all to help us. 888-291-8000. Call now.
Let's go to Bella in Washington, D.C., watching on Catholic.com. That's our website. Bella, thank you for the call. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Hi. So I kind of have some concerns about Marian devotion. I worked myself out of, you know, where I felt like the words people used to praise Mary were heretical. Like, now I kind of understand that more.
Right.
But it's more of the visual ways people want to praise Mary. I was at a retreat center a couple of weeks ago, and the chapel had this huge statue of Mary right where a crucifix normally is. And I was like, where's the crucifix? And they had, like, tiny little crucifix they put on the altar. But I got really distracted because every time, like, during the Mass or prayer, I'd normally, like, you know, the crucifix reminds us of Jesus, and the crucifix was so important. It'd just be Mary there. And so I guess not actually, like, anything about, like, co-redemptrix or anything. I get that stuff now, but
yes.
Is there a point where, like, the visual, like, the physical parts of Marian devotion become too far? Even, like, flowers and food where people misconstrue it? And, like, I don't know, like, would Mary even want a chapel where it's just a huge statue of her and then Jesus is, like, barely there?
Right. Okay, great question. And, you know, whenever we talk about the Blessed Mother and any honor that's given to her, of course, it is not just a little bit less than what we could, than what we give to Jesus. It's infinitely less, because Jesus, of course, is God and she is not. However, we have to understand, our, especially in the United States, we come from a very cold culture. You know, Protestantism really just leveled so much of the beauty of our Christian faith, the idea that we are the body of Christ, you know, and that any of the greatness that comes from the body, of course, ultimately comes from the head, comes from Jesus Christ, who is the source of all merit, all good and such. But, you know, think about this. In Luke chapter 1, verse 48, the famous Magnificat, she says, "All generations shall call me blessed," right? Go back to Psalm 45, verses 15 through 17, which is the underlying text there that the Blessed Mother is referring to. And I'll just read it. "With joy and gladness they are led along as they enter the palace of the king." This is referring to the Queen Mother, and it's a prophecy concerning the Blessed Mother. "Instead of your fathers shall be your sons, and you will make them princes in all the earth. I will cause your name to be celebrated in all generations. Therefore, the peoples will praise you forever and ever. Amen." That's the Blessed Mother. But her greatness as the Queen Mother there in Psalm 45 entirely comes from her son, who is the king. And when you understand that, just remember this. The key distinction, when you're looking at that altar and you say, "But wait, Jesus, we got a big statue of Mary." Yeah, if there's a Marian devotion going on and such, you'll see that sort of thing. But remember, the key distinction between what we give God and what we give to any saint is worship. That is the sacrifice of the altar that we give to God alone. That's the center of Catholic worship. We offer the Eucharist on that altar that you are looking at to the Father in the name of Jesus Christ, in and through the power of the Holy Spirit, and Mary is on the periphery. Listen to the words of the liturgy and you will see it as plain as day. And you know what, folks? That's a really good question that that young woman just asked. And of course, again, we could do a whole hour on the importance of understanding properly the body of Christ, the communion of saints. But folks, you know what? We need your help right now. We've only got 6.5 minutes left. We need you to not stop right now. You need to keep calling, folks. We've got 8 open lines right now at 888-291-8000. We need a big giver here to come through right at the end. Can you be that $20,000 giver right now? How about that $10,000 giver right now? How about that $5,000 giver right now? And don't any of you dare stop giving those monthly gifts and those one-time gifts as well. Don't tell me that it's small. $25, you call and you give. But folks, we need those big givers right now at 888-291-8000. Keep them coming. We've still got 5 minutes and 45 seconds.
888-291-8000. And another hour to reach the $70,000 mark. Maybe we can get that.
That's right.
If we could get past the halfway mark of that, which is about $8,000. If we can, $8,000 can come in this hour, and then we'll leave less than $35,000 left for Joe
there
in the second hour. So let's try to do that in the next few minutes. $8,000 would get us under the $35,000 mark for next hour. $70,000 to raise. We've never had this opportunity before on the first day of a pledge drive. $70,000 to raise today because we have a $70,000 dollar for dollar match. Any pledge up to $70,000 is getting matched dollar for dollar. There's a second match for anybody who will start a new monthly pledge. And so your money is essentially tripled if you start a new monthly pledge. And if you start a new monthly pledge, you get the Hallow app. You get the Hallow app. which means and it's the premium one. You get it for the full year. So you get one of the best Catholic apps for a full year. Long way to go in the next few minutes, but all of our colleagues are on the lines right now. That means 21 of our colleagues ready to take your calls in the next few minutes. 888-291-8000. Any pledge in any amount is going to help us to use up that match. Tim, thank you for the first hour.
Thank you, brother. Richard, thank you. Just gave $1,000 in Washington. Keep those calls coming, folks, and I'll see you tomorrow. Keep them coming for Joe Heschmeyer. He's up next.
888-291-8000. Lots of lines open. 888-291-8000 or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We continue with Open Forum with Joe Heschmeyer right after this on Catholic Answers Live.